Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, physicians dedicated to providing and increasing access to health care for all Oklahomans. More on the vision and mission of OSMA at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, it's a new year and the new legislative session begins Tuesday. That's organizational day. What happens on the first day of the session?
Well, as the name implies, the main purpose is for each chamber to organize themselves for the legislative session. This year, that means electing a new House Speaker, which is expected to be Representative Kyle Hilbert, a Republican from Bristow, and a new Senate President Pro Tem, who is anticipated to be Senator Lonnie Paxton, a Republican from Tuttle. It also includes setting up the committee structure for each chamber and approving the members of those committees that have been named by Hilbert and Paxton in anticipation of Tuesday's floor sessions and a few other administrative functions.
You mentioned committees. The House of Representatives will be implementing a new committee structure this year. What is that intended to accomplish and how will it work?
Hilbert announced in mid-December a dramatic change to his chamber's committee structure with the implementation of a two-tiered system. Now, under that structure, there are five policy area oversight committees, such as education, which will oversee the work of a group of standing committees. The Education Oversight Committee, for example, will oversee the work of the Common Education Committee and of the Post-Secondary Education Committee. Now, before a bill can go to the floor, it will need to go through both the standing committee and then the oversight committee. Hilbert said, committees are where the majority of deliberative work should be done to build consensus around language and needed changes. The more thorough work we can do in the beginning of session, the more likely we are to have a clear, transparent process that allows good bills to become law.
With the House establishing a new process and timetable, how does that affect the work of the Senate?
Well, I think we may find out Tuesday. It's my understanding the two chambers have been talking since December about how this process is going to work. I am told it will push back the House's committee deadline, since bills must now go through two committees, the Standing Committee and the Oversight Committee. Now, that deadline normally would have been at the end of February or the beginning of March, so it could also impact floor deadlines, but the chambers want to share or have common floor deadlines, where those bills that pass one chamber then move to the opposite chamber for consideration.
The ceremonial start of the session comes on the first Monday in February, when the governor presents the State of the State address and releases the proposed executive budget. What is the governor's office doing leading up to that day?
Well, first of all, we need to remember the 60th legislature is Stitt's last. He has just two legislative sessions left as governor to accomplish what he wants to do. Some would say he's a lame duck, but when I talked to him in late December, he tossed aside that title. To me, Stitt said, "This is the fourth quarter. I'm the most prepared I've ever been." Stitt's staff has been meeting with state agencies since the fall to talk about their budget request. And Stitt told me some of his goals will focus on education, particularly preparing graduates not just for college, but for careers as well. He says he also wants to see the business courts that were created by the legislature in 2024 up and running. Stitt said he also wants to protect Oklahomans from excessive fees, fines, and court costs, particularly those that cause people to have to go back to jail. And Stitt acknowledged he is frustrated, super frustrated, he said, by the budget requests that were submitted this year, which now asks for more than $1 billion in new spending.
So how much money will be available for appropriation in this 2025 legislative session?
According to the Board of Equalization, about $12.3 billion, which is about $191 million less than was appropriated for the current fiscal year.
So it's going to get interesting. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online and find audio and transcripts at kgou.org. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma, tribal nations building unity and economic strength to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.